7:49.
Changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up. World is in their hands when you teach the children.
It's about that time in the morning. Well, we say good morning to you in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world. Good morning, Dominica.
If we just let it be.
7:50.
We gotta change it now. Just you and me. Up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land.
Dominica's most talked about talk show. The hot set in the morning. If you hate to love me, love to hate me, just love to love me in the morning.
We'll work out, they do it every time.
My request is simple. Think before you speak, huh? It's better to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Change it, yeah.
Another very interesting day. Wednesday, one day before the eve. I'm saying the eve of the budget, the fiscal package to be presented tomorrow. I'll tell you what is new. We're hearing this morning about new security measures, increased security measures.
Now, we've had to beef up our security in light of certain events so that the persons upstairs are issued with passes. Those persons who expressed a desire to come, they came in, we took their names, we sent them letters of invitation, and they were told that they had to reply by a certain date, and then they would come in and pick up their passes thereafter. This has been done. We have our list. There are one or two people we did not hear from. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it. People were advised to call in. Members of Parliament, too, were given passes, and they were instructed to let us know who those persons are. Because what is going to happen on the day is this. Persons who are coming to sit downstairs, barring the media, will pass through the DBS entrance, as I call it, opposite DBS. So they're okay. They will be taken to their seats by ushers for that, who are coming for that purpose. So the last time in which anybody who has not yet had a pass and who needs to have a pass to come to the house must collect it by midday Wednesday, 26th of July. Now, we've had to beef up our security in light of certain events so that the persons upstairs are issued with passes. Those persons who expressed a desire to come, they came in, we took their names, we sent them letters of invitation, and they were told that they had to reply by a certain date, and then they would come in and pick up their passes thereafter. This has been done. We have our list. There are one or two people we did not hear from. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it. People were advised to call in. Members of Parliament, too, were given passes, and they were instructed to let us know who those persons are. Because what is going to happen on the day is this. Persons who are coming to sit downstairs, barring the media, will pass through the DBS entrance, as I call it, opposite DBS. So they are okay. They will be taken to their seats by ushers for that, who are coming for that purpose. So the last time in which anybody who has not yet had a pass and who needs to have a pass to come to the house must collect it by midday Wednesday, 26th of July. What will happen on the Thursday is that persons who have passes will have been told they must come with their ID. The police who will be at the gate on High Street will not know who Mr. X is because he has a public persona. All that they will know is you give them your name, John Doe. They will look at the list and see if there's a John Doe to come in. They will then say, yes, John Doe's name is there. Can you give me your pass and can you give me your ID? Nobody who is without a pass and an ID will be allowed to enter the premises. So I'm asking people, please, to cooperate. Every country in the world has security to enter the parliament. Dominica ought not to be an exception, especially since we have to be guided by recent past events.
It's 8:15 in the morning. You know, some may be asking this morning, is all of that security needed in our parliament? Is it really necessary? I'm asking Carlisle John Baptist, who himself just came from EU and saw the experience there. Carlisle John Baptist, good morning to you.
Hi, Matt. Morning to you. Morning
How are you doing?
I don't find time.
You have covered other parliaments around the world. You just came from the EU. What was your experience there?
Well, Matt, before we even... You know, getting to the EU was extremely difficult, and I must tell you, we had to send our photograph up, and when that was done, when we arrived at the European Union Parliament, we went through a scanner. All of our stuff had to go through the scanner, and then we went to a particular room where our passes were issued to us, that is our ID, our European Union ID, and when, in fact, that had to be issued to us with our passport, so we have our passport first. When that was issued to us, we had the media liaison of the European Parliament come down with us and escorted us to the various areas, brought us into the rooms, etc. And it's very tight in terms of security-wise. Even when we left, going to other departments, the security detail was extreme.
So you're not surprised, Carlisle John Baptist, that Mrs. Alice Bodnight is implementing those security measures?
not a soil mask. Security is basically the thing of the day, proper security.
But what I'm still surprised about, Kala, you are invited to, you know, parliament in Europe, but you're not invited to your own parliament in Dominica. And this is not shifting. This is not going away.
I not even bothered about that. You know.
Well, no, you should be bothered. I mean, it's your parliament.
Well, yes, but I got the great experience of being in the parliament of the European Union where laws were debated and everything. I was there. I got a first.
My point to you is, yes, you have been invited to cover other parliaments around the world, but you're not invited to your own parliament. You should be bothered about that.
But life continues. I have said before that, you know, if Alex Bodnar wants to have a...
So you've not been invited to cover tomorrow?
No, Matt, I have not been invited. I've not been in Dominica's parliament for years now. Many years. And I mean, I have covered many parliaments across the world. I mean, like you know, the European Union was the latest one that I went to. I have been to other parliaments in London. I have been to various others, Barbados, and you know, and so on. But
in terms of the conduct of the speaker, in do you see any significant difference?
Of course, there are heavy significant differences. You see, even Matt, in the European Parliament, you have one designated areas for the press. Internet is also readily available. You are also allowed to bring in your laptop, and that is streamed live. So if you want to stay in your office to see that, you can also see that.
Isn't it the same though in Dominica? I mean,
well, yes, indeed. I think it has been streamed in Dominica also. But in terms of the interferences by the speaker, you know, mm-hmm. that is not what we've seen at the European Union Parliament and Dominica. There's a vast difference towards that. Even we went to another area where someone was asking questions, and you were allowed to ask your questions. You entered again, Matt, a lot of security. You screened, scanned everything.
But Kala Jonbabi, how many years have you banned from? Have you been banned from the Dominican Parliament?
Matt, I have not been even taking stock of that, because one thing I know that I am allowed to go to church, the house of the Lord. And to me, that is...
Kala John Baptist, are you going to challenge the speaker to let you, allow you in?
Brother man, no one prevents me from entering the house of the Lord.
Kala John Baptist, sticking this one there for a very, very, very long time. This is Alex Boydnight, and I think you should allow this... you should speak on why Mr. John Baptist, you know, journalist in Dominica, is not allowed to enter. Hello, talk to me. Security measures at the parliament increased. Hello.
Morning, man.
Morning to you, sir.
Yes. But the security seems to be increased just by ID. Well, ID. But it is a good thing, though, because Mrs. Boydnight has come to realize that ID is very important. So let's take the ID thing to another level. We have elections where we have more than almost 70,000 people on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about cleansing that list. And we talk about how ID is very important with respect to identifying persons who exist to come and vote, not persons who may be dead. And so I'm happy that Mrs. Alex Boyce that now is leading the way and telling the government indirectly that ID is very important. Because you know what she said? People cannot identify because of their public personal. And that's very true. So she's actually telling them, look, wake up. Not just ID for the parliament, but please get ID for voting. It is very important. And that is the security of the voting, and that is what is important. But more so, Matt, I hope that everybody will be searched so that no one else will bring gun in the parliament. I hope that gun people will be searched so that no guns will escape.
So you think it's needed in light of everything that happened in the last parliament?
Yes, it's needed. I mean, come on. That's a joke. Anybody again?
So you're going to support the speaker on this one?
It's not just supporting the speaker. It's supporting IDing people so that we know the correct person is invested in. And we know that when somebody passes the police, that we know the correct person is seated where he or she has to be seated. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity too. 823, increase security in our parliament tomorrow. Hello.
Matthias, good morning to you, sir.
How are you, sir?
And your listeners, morning.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, in terms of the security reasons that Alex Boyd Knight is implementing now, what I have to say on that is too much security can never be enough. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are having a function, especially in a situation of a parliament. But what I want to tell Alex Boyd Knight, the hatred continues. And Carl, I hear you asking Carla a question this morning, Matt, and Carla is basically skirting around.
Yes, he is skirting around the issue, yes.
And I think it is time Kalai gets it in his head that he needs to be in the parliament bringing life to the Dominican people, what is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Boyd Knight, Matt, cannot continue to have an injunction against Kalai, an unending injunction against Kalai. That is basically an injunction against the people of Dominica. This is not Alex Boyd Knight's house. This is the people of Dominica's parliament. It is our house. And Carla is supposed to be a man among men. Carla, I respect you as a brother.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you should take a stand. And the people of Dominica will support you, my brother, to demand Alex Boyd Knight reverse, retract whatever she has to do of that injunction against you as a journalist. You understand me? So do what you have to do, my brother, and let Alex Boyd Knight realize this is not a house in Trafalgar. You are not asking Alex Boyd Knight to come in her personal, at a personal residence. No. If Alex Boyd Knight have an issue with you, all issues can be resolved in life. Matt, you have the courts where issues have been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a conflict between your family, something has to be done. But Alex Boyd Knight cannot have that hate mentality against Kalai and Dominicans by extension to have that indefinite injunction against the brother.
It almost sounds personal. I can tell you that we, from an M1 point of view, have taken this issue up, but Alex Boyd Knight did not pay any attention to us. So we have to find a way. We have to find a way of allowing Kalai to be back in parliament.
Mm. Yes. And if it means, my brother, we have to come and stand up outside parliament and protest, that has to be done. This is one of the only avenues that this government, headed by Roosevelt Skerrit and Alex Boyd Knight and alike, listen to, is when people stand up against their unrighteous laws, my brother. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Matt Dominica Finibat. Now, people need to invite to come to listen to the Dominica Business. Ayla, Matt, break it down for him. He did not get the question that you asked. He is avoiding the question. Carlisle, many out there think you're avoiding my question this morning, okay? I just wanted to represent that view. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, morning, Matt.
Morning to you.
Good, I think it's a good gesture. I mean, it happens all over the world, but what's the situation with Carlisle? Now that she implemented and come up with the ID, it's very good. I mean, it's a good implementation. I'm happy about it. But I hope it's for everybody and not just for some people. And I think we're supposed to protest to bring back Kalai John Baptist back in parliament. It's ludicrous that lady has put a ban on that young man. What is it, a permanent ban or what?
Well, it has been for a number of years, eh? Almost over 10 years.
Now on Alex Boyd. She's not any controller, my friend. She's just the Speaker of the House. She cannot demand a journalist not come into Parliament. We need to stop this foolishness, man.
All right. Hello, talk to me. 828. Hi.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, yes.
Matt, you remember the events in the last sitting of Parliament and the parliamentarian, it is alleged, brandish a firearm
yes.
In the Parliament area. Mm. Matt, I thought the Speaker was going to ask the gentleman, Honorable Minister, did you have a gun or did you brandish a gun? A simple question. And the minister was sitting right there. I thought she would ask him that simple question, but she didn't. She gave the impression that as though, well, oh, she doesn't know how to deal with the situation and all the rest. So this is still unresolved. So they come in with a smoke screen now. So as people will forget about what transpired in the last sitting and no more questions will be asked about it, and she's coming up with all the new security measures. Yes, I support the new security measures, but I believe that this whole thing is a disguise and is a frame-up so as to pour cold water and douse the flame under the events what took place in the Parliament, the last time Parliament.
So this is a smoke screen, you're saying?
While I endorse the security measures, I mean, security is never too much. So while I support the security measures, but I believe that this is a smokescreen in light of what took place in the last sitting of Parliament so as to appease the population, so people will just put the whole issue to rest and then no questions will be asked. When the gentleman was right in the Parliament with her and she could have just asked him a simple question, Honorable Minister, did you or did you not have a fireman? Have a good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you, too. Hello. Hi.
I suppose it's blessings and growth.
Mm-hmm.
To the blessings to the family, sir.
To you too.
Blessings, Pat, Lofty, and the listening public. Blessings. I'm very interested in that. Sorry.
Okay.
Matt, couldn't you just request the assistance from Sergeant of Arms, Matt? And tell the brother, allow me to see it. Sergeant at Arms, can you find out if this minister has a firearm? Because look, this guy is saying that he exposed it. He showed it to him. And how convenient, you know, it is, Matt, and as the caller just said, to move on from where we ended the last time and say, you know, about security and IG and all this foolishness. And there is no redress having to do with the allegation that the brother showed a member of the opposition a gun and saying that he'll shoot people and assaulted Mr. Lugie. You're hearing nothing. Let us just move on. I've always said, what amount of dust can under the carpet accommodate before the floor becomes uneven and all of us keep stumbling and dislocating our hips, our spine, our necks, or whatever, Matt. We want things to go away. And the issue is not about Carlisle, Matt. I mean not to be rude to anybody. Matt, it's an onslaught, a violent attack, rude and ruthless and brutal and arrogant and cantankerous attitude of that woman against the citizens of the state. The parliamentary opposition is facing the brunt of it, and Carlisle is being axed. But I am telling you, the issue is not about Carlisle, how long it has been, and he not being there right now. My brethren, look at what is happening to the parliamentary opposition in the House, not being allowed an equal chance to express their views and their side of the argument, Matt. So really and truly, We do not want to lose track or be distracted with Alex Boyd keeping Carlisle out that long. And should we go and protest? I mean, if people do what they have to do, Matt, but it is sickening and sad to see our level of tolerance, Matt. You know, we are too permissive, Matt. Our barrel have no bottom. It seems like more you pour in, it is more you take. And Dominicans need to wake up, my brethren, and all what people refer to as trivialities, Matt. The minor things, the nothing, a little thing like that, my brethren, a tiny seed, you know, you have to sow. And then the roots of that tree, 10, 15 years down the road, begin to crack your concrete, you know, Matt. The foundation of your house, you have to cut down that tree to save your house. And Dominicans sit down there thinking, well, they will pray things away. God only help those who help themselves, and faith without works is dead. Dominicans have to rise up against that monster we have created. God bless.
Now, we've had to beef up our security in light of certain events so that the persons upstairs are issued with passes. Those persons who expressed a desire to come, they came in, we took their names, we sent them letters of invitation, and they were told that they had to reply by a certain date, and then they would come in and pick up their passes thereafter. This has been done. We have our list. There are one or two people we did not hear from. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it. People were advised to call in. Members of Parliament, too, were given passes, and they were instructed to let us know who those persons are. Because what is going to happen on the day is this. Persons who are coming to sit downstairs, barring the media, will pass through the DBS entrance, as I call it, opposite DBS. So they're okay. They will be taken to their seats by ushers for that, who are coming for that purpose. So the last time in which anybody who has not yet had a pass and who needs to have a pass to come to the house must collect it by midday Wednesday, 26th of July. What will happen on the Thursday is that persons who have passes will have been told they must come with their ID. The police who will be at the gate on High Street will not know who Mr. X is because he has a public persona. All that they will know is you give them your name, John Doe. They will look at the list and see if there's a John Doe to come in. They will then say, yes, John Doe's name is there. Can you give me your pass and can you give me your ID? Nobody who is without a pass and an ID will be allowed to enter the premises. So I'm asking people, please, to cooperate. Every country in the world has security to enter the parliament. Dominica ought not to be an exception, especially since we have to be guided by recent past events.
Okay, we're going to go over again to the telephone. Hello.
Yes, what's up, my virgin? How you doing?
How are you doing, my brother?
I just wanted to say I'm so proud of the people of Barbados, man. They give one thumbs up. I'm giving three thumbs up to them, man, for all of them that took to the streets. And I didn't see no police intimidating them with no rifle, no machine guns, man. I'm proud of them.
I need to know where you're going with this, because we from Dominica jumped. You jumped to Barbados. So tell me.
Yes, because I said that. Because look at the things that we're talking about. That's not much important to us. Things that harm in the country, affecting the future of Ireland. We like to switch and move on to other things, and things that's more important, we always have to put it aside. No, we got to stick to what's affecting our country.
So you don't think security measures in Parliament are important?
Security in Parliament for who? It's not the public. They have their selective amount of people. You cannot go in the Parliament if you want to. You should be able to go. Carl, I cannot go. So I'm not even...
Nobody banned me from Parliament. I choose not to go, but nobody banned me from Parliament.
Okay, why is it that Carl, I cannot go to the Parliament? And Carl, I now say...
Because of an incident that happened a few years ago where the Speaker thought he was coming in Parliament with some gun or something.
Yeah,
and it was only an umbrella.
With an umbrella, I remember that situation. So why is it that he cannot go right now? We are too childish in the nature island.
My brother, you're asking me the wrong question. I'm not Alex Boyd Knight. It's 8:37. Hello.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad, Matt. What I have to say this morning, Matt, is that we have a prime minister. Every time he goes to speak, the first thing he says is that Dominica is a Christian nation. And yet, he took a gentleman and held him in a Christian nation, and the Christian people said nothing. Good morning and thank you.
Good morning, thank you. Hello, talk to me. 837.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
To you, sir.
To your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, the caller before this last caller, I support him 100%, Matt. Matt, honestly, Matt, tell me something, Matt.
What do you support about the last caller? Tell me.
What he said, Matt, you were saying, Matt, we have more important than about security. Security against whom? Who are those persons who are going to receive passes into the parliament? I bet he's going to be Labour supporters, Matt. Matt, we sit...
You are assuming at this time. Let's wait until parliament tomorrow, and then we'll decide that, okay? 8:38 is the morning time. Oh, my boy. 4493095. This is going to be a heated hot seat this morning. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, it's very interesting. It was the... He thought he was holding a mic, not a gun.
Yes, it's, yeah.
There was no recording devices allowed.
An umbrella.
Try to make people... They already hold Carlisle in England and things. Why are we going to say, no, he's wearing a turban and taking some guy. Matt, it's very interesting, you know. What she's doing, she's facilitating and accommodating the madness having to do with that dictatorial tendency of Roosevelt's Kerry. So she's properly placed there for all of that. And Matt, to see what she's talking about, Matt, having to do with OID, and all over the world it is so. But she cannot advocate for ID all over the world. When go to voting, you go to vote, you have to have an ID. But it's very interesting to see the brothers talking about. I do not think the matter is irrelevant, you know. It is, based on its merit, having to do in the manner in which that woman is very hostile and cantankerous in that parliament, and the opposition can say nothing. Everybody else can come with all the insinuations, with all the things, and she allowed them to be sarcastic and be rude. But guess what? When the opposition comes, they shut them up. So I think that whole manner, with that security she's coming with now, it is convenient, Matt, and I will say it is a sideshow. I am getting some two callers said there is never too much security. Of course, you can be over the limit, Matt, because every situation merits a different level of security. So if all of a sudden you want to search me there, when I reach over there, search me there, how many times can you search me? So what I'm saying, this woman is using that to deflect the attention, to not give redress to that minister. They said that showed a gun. And not that security business, I respect it, because the world become a very dangerous place. But I will not even have nothing much to say about Alex B. Knight, because there's too much to say about her. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Let's take another phone call. 840, hello.
Good morning, Maz.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, there's no problem with the picture ID.
Right.
It's good to have ID. And as previous caller said, that is why it's very important that we should also have ID when we are going to vote. It ties the name to the person. That's the sure way of the poll clerk and the presiding officer knowing that this is the person on the list. But most importantly, Matt, one of the greatest levels of security is to ensure that nobody comes in the parliament with a weapon, nobody whatsoever. That is a greater level of security, Matt, because somebody not having an ID and just come to the parliament doesn't pose any security threat, you know. A person with a weapon poses a great security threat. So they should also ensure that nobody comes in the parliament, nobody whatsoever comes in the parliament with any weapon of mass destruction. And she should focus on that too. And have a good morning, Matt.
Have a nice morning. 842, hello, talk to me. Hi, are you there? Caller, are you there? 842 is the morning time. We're going to take a break and come back after this.
Beat the heat. You want to feel cool all the time? Well, here's a deal of a lifetime. Own today a top-quality air-conditioned unit from Tong Refrigeration. It's as easy as $186 monthly. Anybody can have it. Just ask for the cool and easy payment plan. Cool and easy at Tong Refrigeration at Foco Lane.
Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday, August 13th, a grand fair and fun day at the St. Mary's Academy ground celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Fair Heaven. The celebration begins with mass from 8 a.m., then breakfast from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, lunch from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. All this powered up with music by the first and only seven at Cisco Ecstasy Band. With hosts DJ Hannaboy and DJ Dan, powered by Adam Sounds and Lights.
New Evolution.
Lots of food and drinks will be on sale. Several gifts and home items will be on sale for all occasions. Bouncing castle and games for the kids. Face painting, domino competition and lots more. Grand raffle for tickets on Express Brazil. Phones from Digicel and a bedroom set. It's all going down on Sunday, August 30th. The grand celebration of the Feast of the Lady of Fair Haven with mass, breakfast, lunch, and fun all day for everyone. Sunday, August 13th at the St. Mary's Academy grounds. Tickets only $5 children and $10 adults. And available at the door. Come, let's celebrate as together we are Christ's body. In aid of the renovation of Our Lady of Fair Haven Cathedral. Be there!
Who wouldn't want some extra cash in their life? Jose Paul Pook, Sipoteo. Take advantage of the Big Edge Financial Back to School promotion from now until September 8th. Secure new loans for all purposes early and wait. Pay 10 money coming. Pay $10 coming. First prize, $1,500 cash and $700 shopping spree. Second prize, $1,000 cash and $500 shopping spree. Third prize, $800 cash and $300 groceries. Fourth prize, $300 cash. Cash and $200 groceries. Call us at 440-9009, 225-9009 or 612-9009. Big Edge, come in to see us today. We promise you will be satisfied. With the Big Edge, you'll get that extra edge, that financial edge with the Big Edge. Come in or cash that back to school financial edge promotion. Big Edge, financing your most cherished moments. Terms and conditions apply.
On the edge with you.
Rapid Fest 2017. Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m., we are taking the entire family to the beautiful scenic village of Cochrane for Rapid Fest. Good quality, manger, la paix, all kinds of rapid dishes. Fun, excitement, bouncing castle, face painting. Music by the first seven at Lucas Band, DJ Smooth, and our very own PNP. Also, Black Diamond Genet, Saita Shafi, Observer, and more. Powered by Adam Sounds. Rapid Fest 2017 sponsors the Government of Dominica, Dr. Colin McIntyre, Petro Caribbean, Carib, Flo, Kubuli, FFI, Archipelago, Local Government, Lucas Band, Serenade, Adam Sounds, Gary FM, Vibes Radio, and more. Rapid Fest 2017, Copeting, where is Cope Lape? Lucai Mage for Rapid Fest. House Party Volume 1, House Party Volume 1, House Party Volume 1! Hot Bawi Pugwabi, Hot Kapi Sefu Kashako, Muna Lange, Gramon, Tutmon! Tima 6ème Out, Tima 6ème Out, On the Strip, Lale Coco! House Party Volume 1! Ogwa Boom Super, Ogwa Balex Tronine, Prospect Island, Mr. Mix Ossi, DJ Flintastic, DJ Mafia, Oprah, Martin the Morning, Prince Wadik Skylar, is this a Golden State Warriors or a Brazil lineup? House Party Volume 1! Lukai Buen Ching Down Tutland with Spoon Zukai De San Soka Compa Reggae Country and Western Spoons Disco Kadas Essie Menam Tut Kalite Music Lange Mene Maui Zomene Crab Zomene Chick Zomene Buzo Chick Mene Secret Bezo Say $20 Selma Only $20 Lukai Dance Kole Arms in Arms Vijaya Vijay House Party Volume 1 sponsor is a Pastarin and Sons, Digicel, DBS Radio, QFM, The Big Station, Max Roy Trading, Jamie Plum, and Davos, Big Ed, Sky FM, Tony Sponge, Get Us Out, Mopping 2K4A, Okra, Monsieur Madame, House Party Volume 1, Cesium, Utlale, Coco, On the Street, Sakai Man!
No, we've had to beef up our security in light of certain events so that The persons upstairs are issued with passes. Those persons who expressed a desire to come, they came in, we took their names, we sent them letters of invitation, and they were told that they had to reply by a certain date, and then they would come in and pick up their passes thereafter. This has been done. We have our list. There are one or two people we did not hear from. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it. People were advised to call in. Members of Parliament, too, were given passes, and they were instructed to let us know who those persons are. Because what is going to happen on the day is this. Persons who are coming to sit downstairs, barring the media, will pass through the DBS entrance, as I call it, opposite DBS. So they are okay. They will be taken to their seats by ushers for that, who are coming for that purpose. So the last time in which anybody who has not yet had a pass and who needs to have a pass to come to the house must collect it by midday, Wednesday, 26th of July.
More security at our parliament effective tomorrow. You're just hearing there from the Speaker of the House, Alex Boyd Knight. Hello.
Matt, hello again.
Hi.
When Alex Boyd Knight tells Dominicans, based on certain events that happened in the past, what is she really talking about?
I don't know.
yeah, but you see, Matt.
I think I know what she wanted to make reference to, but she's not said it herself.
Yes, so Matt, you think you know, but that is where I am saying. These people are systematically keeping Dominicans in the dark, some Dominicans that is in the dark. You taking these measures as Speaker of the House, you are referring to certain events in the past. At least tell the Dominican populace what are the events, why you are taking that measure, or why there is a need for that measure. So the Dominican people will be more enlightened as to what is happening, why these measures are being put in place. But when you just brush over it with a broad brush, recent events in the past, we know that the average Dominican don't have time to read, we don't listen to news, we don't take in information. So it is like we will be in that constant state of darkness as it relates to where we go as a country. If it is based on the gun that was brought into Parliament she's addressing, tell the Dominican people in words. That is it. So you are now putting things in place to curtail a behavior like that reoccurring. So tell us that, Alex Boyd Knight. Don't hide behind the main issues. And that is where we have a problem with our governance in this country. Matt, unless people like Alex Boyd Knight, Roosevelt, Skerrit, and the gang, they are not out of the governance of Dominica, my brother, we will make no headway as a country. And I make no apologies for that. Because I said it last night on Afi's program. Roosevelt's Skerrit is like a boy that you put in a vehicle and the boy cannot drive. So basically, the boy will be playing the lights, the horn, the wipers, all the gadgets in the vehicle. Saying that he cannot drive, he doesn't have the knowledge or know-how to turn that key to get that vehicle moving. And when I said vehicle, I mean Dominica moving, so that he can move that vehicle from point A to point B to get the full potential of that vehicle. And that's where we are as a country. Skerrit has not moved Dominica in no meaningful way in 17 years or in 14 years as prime minister. And that is where we are as a country in terms of our leadership. Who like it, but that's how I see it. Because when you have, and I'm not straying, Matt, when you have a country as Dominica, which is an agricultural-based country, and you have a prime minister basically stating that this agricultural sector is a has-been industry, what do we expect as a country moving forward, Matt? What do we expect?
So we need to put people in place that has the know-how, the expertise that can move this country. Matt, I was talking to somebody last night. You say, Mr. Whitney, you're in your program and the farmers. If you put these farmers to spearhead this country, Matt, I can assure you, within 2 or 3 years, you will see some meaningful development in this country. Because these guys have the experience in agriculture, which is our mainstay. Tourism, CBI, whatever the case is, this is supposed to be side products to run the country, but we need to go back to the soil. And that is where Roosevelt, Skerrit, and his government do not want to take us back in order that we move forward. Thanks for the opportunity, brother.
Thank you for the opportunity. The other telephone calls coming in. Hello, talk to me.
Matt.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, I read on the line, Alex Boyd likes telling us, saying, all you can huff, all you can puff, but all you cannot blow my mind off. Can I always suce sell you a glow show? And what I'm saying, Matt, is very touching to see Overseas inviting Kalai. And here, at least, if he do anything wrong, forgive him and bring him in. We don't talking about church. We talking about the house, Kalai. And I call in on Dominican, please, don't hit Kalai. It's sad, it's hurtful, and it's painful, and Alex Boyd said, no whammy, no whammy, so Kalai go and suck your salt. It's not me that's saying, that is what I read on the...
That's what you read, on the line. Oh, boy. Kalai, you must talk to Marlene. Marlene read this somewhere. I don't know where she read it, but 8:54 is the morning time. Man, I'm curious. When the speaker says that she's concerned about what happened in the recent past, is she referring to the alleged gun torturing incident by a member of parliament? And if so, was the member not disciplined? Not that the security is not, you know, important, but as far as I'm concerned, or as far as I can remember, there was another past incident in parliament that warranted that acute change. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Yes, morning, Matt, again. And it's very serious because the caller before Marlene there made a very important point. Before the gun incident, how was the parliament like? We have never heard Miss Boyd Knight said that there had recent events that was of concern to the parliament, and therefore there was a need to take that kind of action. However, after that gun incident, is then she bringing that kind of thing about security? So she must now explain to the Dominican people what triggered that, and if that is it, and if that is the way she's dealing with it, Matt, she has not done justice to the Dominican people, you know. You know why? That's not simply throwing cold water on a hot potato. Matt, she should have dealt with it. That's what the parliament, there are laws governing the parliament or parliamentary practice, and she was able to deal with it. But instead now, you come, you pour cold water on the thing, and you come in as if you're so concerned on security. But you must now tell us, what are the recent events or what event that actually triggered that? Don't come and talk in double tongue for us. And that is very important. If it's so, we want to deliver issues in the country, we will never get anywhere. Because at least the parliament could have dealt with it. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Are you still there? He's gone. I'll give you a call later this morning. Don't forget to follow up this morning. Okay, 8:56. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you.
The previous caller, they are making great points, and I'm not even touching on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, have you ever take a moment and reflect and compare Mr. Skerrit and Lennox Linton? Mr. Linton have never degraded Mr. Skerrit. Matt, all Mr. Linton is doing is fighting for Madame Dominica. But, Everybody has tried to criticize because he has money now. But character and integrity, that's what plays the coin. Mr. Linton is more of a classy leader than Skerrit. Take care.
Thank you very much. Right. Don't know what where this one is coming in. If there's a point, I guess you skipped it. Let's see if we can access... another WhatsApp, very important WhatsApp message here. Matt, Why are conditions overseas important for security, but does not apply to media access to parliament? This woman needs to make up her mind and stop the silly games. Somebody suggesting that. Let's see if we can go back. There's a little more on that WhatsApp message that we'll have to read a little later. Can't access it this time. 4493-095, 4493-0-9697, and 616-4257. Hello.
Matt, what's up?
My brother.
Okay. Well, Matt, there's a good man on the street, you know, that always crying for the children. Matt, what I'm understanding from the lady, which I can't call her name, but the lady, you know what I mean?
Why you can't call her name?
Mrs. Alice Boyd Knight. What I'm understanding as the average man on the street, was it the incident that took place outside the parliament mixed up with the man and the gun? They are talking about that they should have more security when they have the House of Assembly. But I am calling on them. Within the House of Assembly, I need some money. I need some money for the children. Please, 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 Mr. Skerritt, in your budget, we had a sports stadium right in Central. We do not have nothing at all. You said that you are going to give us a little piece at the back of grammar school. I am now seeing Chinese living there. I am wondering what's happening. I am calling for some money for the sports communities, Pottersville, Goodwill, Newton, and etc. Give each of them at least $45,000. Talk to Maggie and Solka.
All right. Your point is very important, as always, talking about the children, your concerns in sports. But it's not our focus this morning, okay? 8:59, we have to stay sometimes on point all the time.
What will happen on the Thursday is that persons who have passes will have been told they must come with their ID. The police who will be at the gate on High Street will not know who Mr. X is because he has a public persona. All that they will know is you give them your name, John Doe. They will look at the list and see if there's a John Doe to come in. They will then say, yes, John Doe's name is there. Can you give me your pass and can you give me your ID? Nobody who is without a pass and an ID will be allowed to enter the premises. So I'm asking people, please, to cooperate. Every country in the world has security to enter the parliament. Dominica ought not to be an exception, especially since we have to be guided by recent past events.
9 o'clock is the morning time. This is the hot seat. Talk to me. Hello. I need a caller. Yes, go ahead.
Matt, we need an ID card to go to the House of Assembly, but we do not need the ID card to vote. We need our voters' ID card, Matt. Have a nice morning.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, talk to me. Hello, caller.
Yes, good morning again, Matt. It's me. Matt, I don't know. It seems as though my opinion is not like everybody else's. I was saying something. But tell me something. Was there an announcement that this security measure was going to be implemented so that the public could know that they could apply? Was there? How was it? How was the public made aware that you now had to apply before the parliament to be on a list?
Well, I suspect some notice went out to some specific persons. But as to publicly, sir, I only heard of it this morning.
Good. So, therefore, if you're talking about security, so it means that it's only selected persons that were notified. Now, the House, remember, the parliament is the people's parliament. It is not the House of Alex Boyd Knight, nor Skerritt and his gang. It is the people's parliament. So if you are implementing, you have to give the entire populace an opportunity to have access, then you can select as many as the House can accommodate. And this is where I'm going with this sort of stuff. You know, a lot of people misunderstand me when I talk sometimes. I think there's a misunderstanding when I try to make a point. Sometimes I don't do a lot of long talala because of time limitation. So I try to get straight to the issue rather than all this sort of thing. There's nothing wrong with security. She prefaced her little diatribe by saying, oh, every parliament over the world has security. Matt, every parliament over the world has specific processes where either the director of audit or somebody in charge of government presents accounts to the parliament on the operations of government activity. Parliamentarians ask members of government in the House questions and they respond. But it is selective in everything. We keep comparing ourselves to when, in fact, we don't have institutions that function like these other countries. Oh, not even our own parliament. We don't allow the opposition to discuss anything in the parliament. So what is this issue about all countries have security? But what is this obsession with security? If a minister feels to come into the parliament, there's nothing precluding the minister in the security measures they implemented from entering the parliament with a gun. It's talking about people who are going upstairs. It didn't talk about the parliamentarians themselves. So, Matt, what kind of foolishness is this? And Dominicans must listen very carefully when these people talk these things.
Let me tell you, let me be very clear with you, sir, Mr. Robinson. You're critics, huh? There are people who love you, love you, love you. But there are critics, there are others who say, Mr. Robinson is always making everything very partisan and very political. How do you defend that?
Matt, if somebody... I am very passionate about... You see, that's it from the thing. When the labor rights do their nonsense, they are passionate about it.
Okay.
I do it, and I have an agenda. Matt, I basically gave more advice to this labor administration in office than I gave to any other government.
Have they taken your advice, sir?
Matt, some they have, although they have not implemented the way it should have. The Financial Intelligence Unit, Matt, I sat down single-handedly and set it up. And you know how it got to Parliament? I had to take it to the then Prime Minister the morning he was entering Cabinet.
So let me compliment you on that, sir. But I just will tell you this morning that you're not answering the question. Are you always very partisan about your points that you call on the radio about? Nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking you the question.
I'm not partisan, Matt. Matt, I do analysis and I offer solutions to the problems I analyze.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. Thanks for your answer this morning. We have the EMS coming up and we're taking a few more phone calls. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Perry. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you?
Okay. But as a member of parliament, let me say that we welcome all measures taken to improve security in the parliament and, in fact, every public building in Dominica and every workplace. However, the honorable speaker needs to give some further explanation to the Dominican people. She says that events that took place, Adila, recent events, mm-hmm. The two recent events that took place in parliament, last sitting of parliament, one, the discussion and the allegation of the member of parliament exposing a weapon, a gun, within the chambers of parliament, and two, demonstrations outside of parliament with respect to two bills that were government was trying to pass and the people were against it.
Mm-hmm.
Following that incidents, which was said that I didn't see it myself, but it was said anything on your program, persons reported that they noticed that cameras are going up outside of the building of parliament. I don't know whether it is true or not. However, the Madam Speaker said that the persons coming in will be expected to show their invitation and IDs, etc. What she did not say, whether or not this will be a continuing measure. In other words, will persons come into parliament every time they are coming to parliament, whether it is the first opening or not of parliament, that they will be required to have an invitation. I think you should replay that that statement by the speaker again, and you'll notice that it is an open-ended measure she's putting into place.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find out whether that person's coming to Parliament after the official opening of the first session, they will be required to have an invitation to come into Parliament. That's a very important situation. And I believe Madam Speaker needs to be more open. Do not just say recent incidents. She needs to explain to Dominicans.
She needs to be more specific, huh?
That would cause and create the need for these measures that we have no problem with. But she's serving the public, and she needs to give the public explanation so that we understand and we can appreciate the reasons why these measures are putting in place.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. Somebody is saying here that this is the biggest budget ever. Economic indicators are positive for Dominica. If you look at economic statistics for Dominica compared to other Caribbean islands, we are far better economically than the majority of islands, even islands like St. Lucia right next door. Yet, I'm hearing a caller saying that Dominica is not moving on. What is your own impression of tomorrow's budget to be presented?
Matt, I will comment on that after the presentation of the budget. I've only seen the estimates. There are numerous questions with respect to the estimates as to where the priorities of, particularly with respect to capital expenditures, what extent the budget will and will respond to the unemployment situation in the country, to what extent the budget will respond to the crime situation in the country, to what extent the budget will respond to issues surrounding energy, resources, access, the problems with road conditions in the country, things that are affecting people's lives right now, the immediate issues that are affecting people's life and the short-term issues. And these are the things, and right now at this point in time, I cannot give
You expect any change? I know you can't give me any specifics, but you expect any change in tomorrow's budget?
There are changes because it has increased spending, will increase by 170 something million, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where the spending, where the priorities areas are focused on. Is it on social issues that clearly might be intended to increase the popularity of the incumbent government with respect to vote catching? Will it be programs that are intended to improve the quality of life of the people generally? Will it be programs that right now, you know, that all the sectors of the economy and as well as all areas of the country will benefit from, or will it be focused on those areas that are Labour Party administration control? We have to look at the spending that will be given to, for example, ministries like constituency empowerment, where a lot of money going through has been filtered to pursue the government's Labour Party objectives using public financing to technically finance their program. You look, these are the areas we're going to look at very carefully, and to what extent the measures being proposed will improve the employment situation in the country and will improve the quality of life, particularly for persons in the rural areas.
All right, caller, thank you so much this morning. We'll take about two more phone calls and then we'll join EMS this morning. Hello, talk to me. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Matt. Morning.
Morning to you.
And how are you?
Good.
And your listeners.
Okay.
In relation to the security measures for Parliament, I mean, we have a small Parliament, and the opening of Parliament and the budget is a very important day in the life of any country.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you have arrangement made to invite people, special persons, who, well, the permanent secretaries, these people are automatic in Parliament, but you extend it to other persons, like the private sector, the ambassadors and persons like that,
mm-hmm.
who have a special interest. Since the Parliament is small, you make arrangement by invitation. Now, what you do, I have seen, because I've been to several parliaments, including the European Parliament, I've been to the German Parliament, I've been to the House of Lords and House of Commons. So you know, when there is this kind of event, you have what they call a designated backing. Now, when they invite you to the Parliament for the opening, they send you a letter inviting you. In the letter, they have your pass and they have your parking ticket, because they designate parking areas because you expect more parking to happen there. Now, you cannot send a person a letter and say, come to the Parliament, say whether you're coming or not, and then come to the Parliament to pick up a pass. That's a joke. That is really spinning a thing into an old system. Now, the parliament belongs to the people, so they have a right to come to parliament because they are the ones who put you in parliament. In fact, the speaker would not be a speaker if they were not elected members in parliament who would bring in a speaker, an elected speaker.
Good point there.
So therefore, the security persons who are there, you know exactly well, okay, the parliament have, let's just use a rough figure, 100 spaces. 100 or 200 spaces there. Then you invite, let's say, half of that or a little more than half. Then you know you have space for the rest of the people who are not normally would be invited, but who would come. Then the police officer would have what they call the security thing where they, I forget it how they call it, but this metal detector, yeah. And then they, when you come, you do not have a pass. There is space, they screen you. They ensure that you have nothing, no weapon, nothing in you, on you. If the police feel that you are a security threat, they deny your entry, which is a simple matter. If they feel that you, after they screen you, you're okay, they send you up. When officers is, when the space is exhausted, then they will say to the one up, who say to the one down, there's no more space, so send nobody else up. So anybody else who come is refused, but they refuse not because they're not allowed, but because there's no space, because it's a small parliament. So all this thing about, see if you're coming, come for a ticket, it's really a babyish kind of behavior.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. Let's read this WhatsApp message, and then we'll go to EMS this morning. Parliament is a public place. It's the people's house and should be open to the public during sittings and even when the house is not in session. Even in the U.S., where security is a major concern, the Congress is open to all. All the time, visitors don't need an invitation to visit, even during the session. They use metal detectors and the public safety officers at the door, and that's it. No one is asked to present ID. Anyone can witness their lawmakers at work as well. Very significant point. It's the people's place, all right? They need to see what's going on. Do they really need to get an invitation to get there?